traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You know why it's annoying?
I'll say it.
Because I was supposed to fight Nate.
He goes and fights my little brother instead.
And then chokes out my lookalike in the street.
I'm just doing this for a couple weeks so then I could leave and clickbait while I left impulsive.
You have the only video that proves that aliens exist. And you're not showing it to anybody.
I'll share one thing. I'll spill the beans.
Holy...
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Does my chewing come through?
What are you chewing on?
Yeah, it's gross.
You actually, the mics picked that up?
Yeah, of course. Didn't stop. No, you can stop.
Can I get that side?
Yeah, man, no. How's that sound, dude? You're lucky you're even on this couch. You should have had to go through the same things as everybody else. Behind the camera first, then the sound guy, then the
show. That's not true. That's not how this works.
That is.
No, it's typically a...
ladder.
You got to do certain things to make it to the next rung.
You have
it's like an initiation.
You have no idea what
Bro,
I had
I'm
to
taking
just
that
shut
spot.
Up.
I'll have that Listen spot in
me.
A month.
Listen
within
to
a
me.
Month.
Listen to me. You have no idea what I had to do to get on this couch.
Oh, I know. I know what you did.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one blow podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. If you're not subscribed, I mean, whatever, dude. Whatever. We just did a podcast with David Blaine. Let me tell you something about that guy.
That's the sound effect.
If I had to make a sound effect.
Well, how do we say it like in a neat package
evil,
way?
Evil.
No.
That's not how you say
witchcraft.
It.
I did ask him. I asked him if he was a sorcerer by the demon. A demon sorcerer.
He said he's not going to tell
he
you.
He laughed at me.
Yeah, of course
he's not going to tell you. It's just he's so... To get to that level of superstardom, especially in the spaces that he's in as an entertainer of that size, you have to be so specific about so many things. But we generally don't see someone who's that specific. And I'm going to be honest with you. He turned it into Davidsiv. Like in Blainsiv.
He came in there and just started commandeering the set. But it was a great podcast.
Fantastic.
The guy's magic tricks are best in class, best in the world. But yeah, we're here in Vegas. We got Mike Malek on set and Jeff Witek. Jeff Witek from the Jeff FM.
It's tough to say.
Yeah, he got a show. He has a show. And
I'm just doing this for a couple weeks so then I could... leave and clickbait that while I left impulsive.
That's good. It's a good strategy.
Crush.
It's been done. It's been done many times and it works.
By who? Oh.
Well, you can make a real living for yourself, you know? We've seen the model. We've seen the model work. You do something, you stick with it, you leave, make it a thumbnail.
It's make a crazy it, game. It's a it crazy content. Game. Well, leave your emotions it. Out of it.
You I know? Wanna can I recognize something right
I'm
off
I'm taking
the bat.
This show down to hell with me. No, that's not true. I'm just messing around.
No, you're not. That's the thing. You say that and everybody laughs and like, oh, he's so funny. I was at dinner last night with Logan and Evan. And Logan and Evan were like, dude, Jeff is like, he's like well put together, like pretty soft spoken. Like he seems like a pretty straight shoot. I go, you don't know this.
They're saying that you have a dark
dude,
side.
Dude, a dark side. He is a dark side. I said the following sentence. Within the next 6 months, Jeff Witek will murder someone. That's an actual quote from my mouth, 100%. If you're in Vegas right now and want to take odds on that, put the house on it.
What makes you say that?
He said, you're going to kill someone. You're just waiting for the right moment.
What the fuck? Why would you say that?
Are you getting mad at me? Do you want to do something physically? Like violent towards me?
No.
It would be a shit time. There's so many cameras.
I don't know why you're saying that, Mike. I feel like you're actually putting that out there because you are the bad guy. And you want to put it all on me and you see that I'm getting some good feedback. Bro,
my
comments are like, you made Mike likable.
Well, okay. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Do you want to know why? Because I'm still not likable. So you've been doing a pretty shit job. But I do want to say this, and in seriousness, Jeff's not going to kill anyone. I love the kid. I can't even say how much I love the kid.
Just cut to 6 months. I'm on death row.
We were doing the podcast today with David Blaine, and Jeff was out, you know, gambling, doing whatever he was doing. And he came back, and when we finished the show, I was talking shit to him because that's what we do. We talk shit to each other. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? It's really fucked up that you just said that to me because I got you a gift while you were doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I looked, and he bought me this Mac Miller shirt.
Yeah.
And you know, I think people have this, like, assumption that, like, once you get a little bit of bread, like, you don't appreciate things like this. This, I honestly really, 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 leave that alone for a second. I really appreciate this,
bro. Cost me nothing.
Could you just accept what I'm saying to you right now?
No, it's weird when
I know, I know, but I really want to say to you, this does mean a lot to me. I appreciate it. It was a very nice gesture, very nice thought. Mac Miller means a lot to me. Everybody, I think, knows that, and it was very nice, bro. Thank you.
Of course. I saw the shirt. I liked it. Mac, you know, I used to cut his hair.
I can't. It's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. And I would never wear that type of shirt. I know you like things like shirts like that and stuff. So I was like, yeah, Michael loved this. And I know you love Mac.
He likes letters too. Like, so many letters. There's so many letters on his outfits sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta do something about the way you dress, bro.
It's just because your age. Because when you wear like a backward hat and graphic tees at your age, I think it could rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah, and you're still wearing skinny jeans and you're 40 years old. It's 2023. I gotta balance out the nice act, you know? We gotta just fire off insults at you.
Yeah, kindness, it can only last so long with Jeff, I feel like. It's not really his brand.
I'm gonna fucking kill someone.
That's what I'm talking about. That's good.
In 6 months.
There it is.
Dude, all right, so what do we do? Do you have a stylist?
No, no, no.
And you still ended up in a ribbed white tee. Dude, you walked in there like, everyone's gonna jerk off to this,
no,
bro.
No,
like,
no,
dude,
no.
Like.
$25, Urban Outfitters. $25, Urban Outfitters. Nice fitted tee. Old school, simple.
You guys have it so easy. You don't know what it's like to not be like fucking super good looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could come out of the closet.
What are you talking about?
You can come out of the closet wearing anything and you'll still look good because of your fucking stupid slick back hair and just overall demeanor. You know?
Yeah. I'm the hair guy. Yeah.
I mean, you're also a pirate now, but which doesn't help, but.
Oh, give me that side. Now I'm insecure.
Oh,
actually, this would be the good side. I'm going to find a way to get in there.
No. We did have dinner with Evan.
Yeah.
Old roommate, one of my best friends, Evan Eckenrode, also known as Dwarf Mamba.
Love that kid, dude.
He's so great. He's so great. I don't come to LA often, but when I do, it's good to catch up with older friends. What?
I know exactly where you're going.
We had an incident. I'm so happy. There was a little incident.
Where were we?
We were at the Cheesecake Factory. You know I love to go there. And
that was nice. That was actually pretty smooth, dude.
And we were minding our business, and we see this family walk in. There's so many of them, so many people in this family. The fucking mom, dad, cousins, aunts, kids. The one kid has a Kermit the Frog puppet on the hand. A dog. They had a dog, not on a leash.
Like Lassie dog, not a small looking, dog.
Just
like,
walking through the
Timmy's
restaurant.
Timmy's stuck in the well, like
okay,
real.
Okay. So whatever. At one point, the two kids. Damn near unaccompanied, come running by our table, and the kid with the Kermit puppet hits me
like hard.
The 4-year-old assaults me. He assaults me. I don't know what to do. So, and I just start playing with the kid. I start like shadow boxing back, whatever. His mom's like, his aunt, whoever it was like, don't do that, whatever. And I start just like messing around with the kid, you know, having some fun. I had a few drinks.
You're saying don't do that to you?
Kid. I wasn't hitting the kid. I was just playing with him. I was just like, hey, he was like hitting me back. I was like, you know, covering up in my shell, shadow boxing a little bit.
I just got to say, I don't believe she said that.
Because it's an important part
of the story. I do not believe that she said fucking jack shit to the kid.
It was poor. Parenting or whatever her relationship to the kid was, but since I was playful, I think she like kind of let it slide, and the older kid, like 9 years old, kind of recognized me. He's just getting into that age where he may like catch a TikTok of mine or Drake Prime or something. He knew who I was. He's like, are you Logan Paul? Like, my friend does YouTube. Do you think you can get him more subscribers? And I didn't know what to say to this kid. Like, obviously I'm not gonna fucking do that. I have things to do. And I look at Mike, you know, my console, and he nods at me. So I tell the kid, I'm like, yeah, man, we're gonna call YouTube right after this. See what we can
do. Your boy is about to blow up. We're gonna connect with YouTube. We're gonna make sure he gets millions of followers. And the kid's like, that's so great. Thanks so much. And then they go back to the table.
Yeah.
Now, always at the same time, man, how do we even tackle such a topic? We've definitely talked about
it
on the show before.
One of the conversations we had with Evan at the table was,
oh, yeah, that's right.
He is very vocal and has a lot of merit in explaining how dwarf representation is, pun intended, I don't know what else to say.
Pigeonhole.
It's almost looked over. Fuck. It's small. Fuck.
Kevin Hart's side.
It's...
They've been pigeonholed.
They're a marginalized group, like a lot of marginalized groups, who doesn't have, like, and is not getting the respect that other marginalized groups are getting because they're vocal about being marginalized. And let me give some context to that. Evan's right in saying that, like, dwarves nowadays in, like, Hollywood and media and just in real life are often just, like, the butt of the joke. Like, the conversation started because Evan was talking about how he's sick of getting cast as an elf.
Specifically.
And he's mad at his agent because his agent is just sending him roles. They're all just elf roles. And he's, like, getting mad about it. He's like, yo, cast me as, like, a something that is not... has to do solely with
like a drug dealing kingpin.
I could see it. Evan could do it.
He's the next Scarface.
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah,
he could do it. Yeah, we want you to play Pablo Escobar in the next movie.
and so he just got done telling us this conversation about how, like, the dwarf community has not gotten a fair chance to not be just this one thing. And that is made fun of and used often in the context of being the joke. Anyways, these kids come back to the table and the family, you know, we're having some banter and they're being really nice. And then the little fucker with the Kermit puppet points at Evan and he goes, "That one's small.
So small.
Small.
That one is small.
Why is he so small?"
And Evan turns to us and he goes, he just as a very matter of fact, he goes, "So, like, what do I do in this situation?" Like, that's what he says. And I said to him, I go, "You got to fuck this kid up." I go, "You got to go outside when they go out and you got to square up to this little motherfucker, 100%. Dude."
The same weight class.
Though. No, literally. And the... Nah, Evan. Yeah. Evan is bigger, yeah, for sure. Bigger. But then the waitress came over and she talked to us.
Evan is solid muscle. I picked him up. He's a brick. At that party that we had, I put him on my shoulders and I was walking around with him.
Yeah,
he's solid muscle.
Brick.
But you've always been. You guys have both been great to him. You always gave him a good home, and you guys didn't like when people made any types of jokes.
No.
I had friends that came to film with you before, and they were like, "Yeah, I made a joke."
It was Jason, dude.
Nash.
Yeah,
it was Jason.
We talked
Nash.
About that before. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't intentional.
But he was. You know, that's how we all. You know, like. I don't know.
No. I get it. And that's, I think, the issue with I guess what I'm talking about with the with dwarves not feeling like truly equals in society is that no one is speaking up for them. No one's like being vocal about like demanding respect like other marginalized groups are. I don't know if there's like not enough of them because, you know, dwarfism isn't super popular. I think it's like 1 in 1,000 or something. But Evan was, we were in a little bit of a conundrum because this kid's being a fucking asshole. His parents don't have the wherewithal to have, A, raise their kid with some respect. The kid, same kid who like is hitting strangers around the restaurant. And then B, say something while he's being incredibly disrespectful to a stranger who obviously like has a condition that probably, if you use your brain and think about it for 1 second, isn't the easiest to live with.
Affects his whole life.
So it was just an issue, and so we did end up finding the kid in the parking lot. Evan did jump him.
We beat his ass. Yeah. He'll never be saying that type of shit again if he ever can talk again, to be honest. No, but then the waitress came over, and she kind of like saw what was happening, and she comes over, and she's like, "Wow, that was crazy. They had a dog in here, and the mom wasn't telling him to stop." And she's like, "You know, what do you do about that kind of thing?" And we said, "Dude, we're going to find him in the parking lot. We're going to beat the shit out of him."
Yeah, she was down.
Do you want to know what she said? She goes, "You really should. You really should, dude." And that was the moment where I was like, "Dude, you know what? Cheesecake Factory is like Americana, dude."
Yeah.
And by the way, I found something out new about Cheesecake Factory last night. It has an Egyptian theme.
Surprise.
Did
I
you
saw
guys
you Snapchat
know that?
Of that.
Do you like headphones? This episode is sponsored by Raycon. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5 and our bank account somehow always depleted, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently solely based on the brand name, so a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on, you guessed it, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon is a premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. Inflation is crazy right now, but you still need your music. Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now, you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Here comes some of my favorite qualities of Raycon. Custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear call quality, and water and sweat resistant. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan today to get 15% off your Raycons. That's buyraycon.com/Logan to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Logan. Back to the show.
Did you know that it has, there's Egyptian faces?
You saw it on Mike's Snapchat?
I saw it on Mike's Snapchat.
Yeah, everyone else did too, and so did we, because let me tell you something. The guy won't stop Snapchatting. Mike is an addict at heart, and right now he's addicted to Snapchatting.
Where does it end?
I'm a food guy. I take pictures of my food. Evan called him a mom on vacation. Everything. This is Mike. Boop.
That boop is how boop I earn my money.
But we're eating a meal.
I never asked you, hey man, why do you jump off the top rope? Hey man, why are you always trying to sell bottles of liquid?
I'm just doing my
kids?
Job. I'm just doing
why
my job.
Why are you doing this?
I'm
why
a
are you
contractor.
Doing that?
I'm
that's
an
how
employee.
I make my fucking money. That's how I make my
employee.
Fucking mortgage.
I'm just making
okay?
a, I'm making
don't
a living.
Don't fucking give me that shit. Don't give me that fucking shit. Not because I'm eating dinner. Food. It's
eating dinner.
You're
taking out your phone. You're
gonna kill the fucking curtain for
a picture of the buffalo wings before we eat them. It's annoying.
You are good at debating, Mike, because that was like a good argument you made. And it is some bitch-ass shit that you do with your phone out all the time when there's people around. But you
oh,
just
yeah?
stuck up
oh,
for
yeah?
yourself good.
Do you
that
have
was good.
Snapchat? You
no,
have Snapchat?
You're right.
Oh, yeah? Because you've been taking Snapchats all fucking day. American Jeff on Snapchat.
But mine's- I just do it like myself and stuff, you know? And I'll like objectify my own body. At
what'd
the
you do before the show started
not
today?
Women.
What'd you do before the...
I don't know if it's, you know... What did I do before the show? I went to the gym and gambled
no,
and bought
you took
that
a
shirt.
Selfie. Buy you took a shirt. Selfie with the three of us on the
bro,
couch.
Bro, you know what you called me the other day? In front of a bunch of people on a private jet?
Pirate.
I was like, what the fuck am I even doing here? You no, not a pirate. You were like, you serve the same purpose as a hot girl. You bring no other value, but you're like a hot girl.
You don't
girl.
Even bring that much value.
You know what? Sometimes I feel like a fucking NPC in your life.
You look like an NPC.
No, that's not
if
true.
I was going to craft no, no. a person in GTA, you would be exactly what they fucking look like.
You would be in the video.
I get that a lot, actually. Exactly. I'm like a GTA character.
Can I release a hot take? And I really, well, I'm just going to say this. And I'll, maybe Evan gets pissed off about it, dude. There was a bunch of different terms that could have defined the community. I feel like dwarves was a bad selection. I'm just going to say it right now.
What would you prefer?
I like little people. There was a lot of...
Also fair, though. But it's equally as used.
It's just that dwarves, to me, when I think of Snow White. And then they automatically become cartoonized based on the term that was selected. It's like...
Unbelievable. You're doing it. You're doing it.
But you know, no, I'm not. I love Evan. I will speak up for him. I believe he deserves the same amount of respect and equality as anyone else.
Who are you to say, bro? You're 8 feet tall. You're the worst guy to come up with
what
they should be called.
What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing?
You're a giant.
Do you think you're going to do what I do better than me?
A size 30
foot flipper. You will never do what I do.
Flipper for a foot.
Don't you dare try to be the aggressor on this show.
You got a flipper
don't
for
you fucking dare.
See, this is what I was worried about. We're going to clash because
no,
we're
no.
all alphas,
no,
you know?
No, I'm not an alpha.
No, you are, bro. No, you're
well,
a fucking professional wrestler.
How come you're not taking any shots at him?
Because he's fucking jacked.
You can take
40 pounds.
No, you can take a shot at me. Make a joke. A controversy joke. Go ahead.
I'll get there. Maybe, you know, let me get a little comfortable.
But he has you, but you have his he has your permission to make a good
you can make roast me. Bro, I'm not going to get offended. I don't care. Nah, it's dude.
You guys have been a little sensitive with the stuff I've said in the past, you know? Not
I think that was when you were on the other team though.
Yeah, and also fair. Did
yeah,
it behind our
fair.
Backs.
There was a war in
I didn't factions. Do anything. I didn't do anything. You guys misunderstood and no, did we ever talk about that?
Did we talk about this on this show at all? About how me
I
and
don't
him,
think
what
so.
Happened? Okay, listen.
You know
so,
what happened?
So when David went on, and I'll keep this quick. We were having this party, the Logan's Luau, and he went on instead of Impulsive, and he made a joke about a controversy with Logan. It was all whatever, and they had their situation.
Okay,
go ahead.
Quick context.
Yep.
They snuck into the fucking podcast room
yep.
behind our back while the party was going on outside.
No, your assistant took us in there.
My assistant, because they asked. Mm-hmm. They asked
and it's
Danny,
David Dobrik.
They
and
asked
she was,
Danny where the podcast was. They came to the party just to shoot this bit on my set making fun of me. It was fucked up.
It wasn't, I'll be honest, fuck that kid. He's my arch nemesis, you know? But right. He just saw the cameraman and he was like, oh, are you the guy that filmed in Japan? And that was...
That was all he said?
That was it. And then we went to the set. Then we went over to the set and that kid Nick, remember Nick from Vegas?
Yeah.
He was there and he was filming. He was like Snapchatting us. And I used to do this motivational, like Motivation Monday thing where I would completely contradict myself and just go into like a self-deprecating, like depression mid-motivational speech. So I was doing that and he thought, or you thought that I was making fun of the apology video. But I was just doing my normal stupid shit that I do. And then it all got twisted. And then you were like, fuck Jeff Whittick, you want to come fucking spar? What's good? What's good,
you
Jeff?
You want to spar, bro?
Yeah, and you didn't say that to David. You were just like me, you know? Which is good. I like that. I respect that because you went after the, you know?
The psychopath. It was like in jail when you go up to the biggest, toughest dude and you hit him first to establish dominance in prison.
Yeah.
So I
wasn't even the guy, but I was like, you know what? All right, let's on. Yeah, let's fucking
so
do that. Finally, I got a beef. I've been looking for one of these. I love this shit. And we talked it out, and it, you know.
No, wait, what do you mean? No, that's not where it ended. The part I was going to bring up was.
Oh, yeah.
Then when it became a thing between you two, then you needed, not needed, but there needed to be the psychopath from your team involved. So before you know it, it went from being a Logan and David thing to me and Jeff on FaceTime going crazy. And Jeff's like, dude, I really want to let you know this. I don't care about my life, dude. Like, if you want to fucking do this, we can do this.
You said
I'll go, that? No, you did. Oh. I'll go back to fucking prison. I go, bro.
I don't know. I said we could share an ambulance.
Oh,
I don't
give
a fuck.
And I said, wherever you're going right now, I'm down to go to too. So if you want to fucking do this, then let's fucking do it. And we had a moment.
Yeah.
And it got to that boiling point, and then we somehow probably
it was him. It was, I remember it because I found it very mature. He said, listen, we can do this. Someone's gonna get hurt.
Yeah, it's like gonna end. No, it's gonna end bad.
Someone's gonna end real badly. Probably for both of us. Someone's gonna actually get like really hurt. And I went, damn, like he's actually right. Like we could do it. We could do this. But there's just no like real positive outcome.
And I said it was a misunderstanding. So if you want to go that way, it's gonna end bad for the both of us. But it's a misunderstanding. So you know, stupid. What are we even doing?
And then it was in that moment, like during that fearsome argument, where I was like, dude, you know what? I kind of like this kid, dude, because he seems kind of dope, bro. And then after that, we kind of built a friendship and did a barbershop and did the first Jeff FM, and it was off to the races.
Yeah. You guys should start a beverage company.
Yeah, that's good.
There could be some real.
We should fucking bare knuckle box. Did you see BKFC?
Who?
Bare knuckle.
I've seen it.
Fighting championship.
Yeah, it's insane.
This past one that just happened was sick. You see, McGregor was there. He got in, did a face off.
Whoa.
Well, you're talking about fighting stuff. I mean, if we're gonna talk about the fighting stuff, we gotta talk about Diaz.
Okay, hold on a second.
You do it however you want, but it's the topic.
Well, bare knuckle, Mike Perry knocked out Luke Rockhold's teeth, and he quit. He was like, nah, fuck this shit ain't for me. A UFC fighter, career UFC ex champion.
Yeah.
His teeth went flying, and he was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, but then Nate Diaz did that to Logan's lookalike. That's the part that I'm trying to get into.
Okay, yeah.
I just never thought that looking like me would get you fast-tracked to getting guillotined on Bourbon Street by professional MMA fighter Nate Diaz. I get these texts one morning, like, yo, you okay? Is everything all right? What's good? And I wake up and open Twitter to see a video of my lookalike, the guy who we had on this podcast, hosted this show, being fucking guillotined, choked out on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. By Nate Diaz. Like hands in the air, guillotined. And while Nate was choking him, he fucking gave him like two knees to the ribs, lets him go. My lookalike, again, basically me, just passes out on the street, KO'd, knocked out, unconscious.
I thought it was a bit. When I first saw it, I said they planned this out as a promotion for Jake's fight. I did not believe that this was a real thing. And then I started hearing, yo, homie was in the emergency room. He had to get what, like eight staples in the back of his head?
Eight staples, yeah.
So I've been hitting him up. I've been dying to interview him, you know? And I got a little inside scoop. He won't do the interview, I think, because there's like legal stuff going on now. But he went out there for the Misfits fight, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he bought tickets, but he was like, I'm just going to try and sneak in saying I'm Logan the whole time. And it worked. He got in because he looks that much like
you. Oh, actually?
He looks a lot like me.
Yeah.
That
he got in
happened?
And he was like sitting ringside. And then the fight happened with Nate and somebody else. And then out. I mean, he was kind of approaching Nate with his hands up.
Yeah,
and this is a good move to just, you know.
No, but in my eyes, it looked like he was doing his hands up like, yo, listen, I just want to say this. I'm not a threat. Like, is that not what it looked like?
The issue was he was walking towards him.
Yeah.
Like, he was walking to, and what you said, I mean, you can go from here.
That's what I do when I'm about to fight somebody. I'm like, yo, chill, bro. It's not worth it. Bam.
Trickery.
And then first shot. Whoever gets the first shot in a street fight has a way better
usually
chance
wins.
Of
wins. Yeah.
But it's Nate Diaz. That's the thing. And maybe Nate felt like he was in danger or something. But I reached out to the guy and I was like, this is fucked up. Like, it was actually hard to watch. And I felt bad for him. And he looks like me. We got to protect our kind. And so I offered to fund the lawsuit against Nate Diaz. And so I connected him with some legal counsel. And I think he'll probably be walking away with a pretty healthy check from
Wait,
Nate.
So you're
so that's so why I won't do the interview.
So you're paying for his lawyers?
I offered to. And then it turns out the legal team we connected him with is taking the case pro bono. Because, I would assume they think it's a takeaway. Like, there isn't really much to say about it. A professional MMA fighter choked out a civilian with relatively no combat experience.
I would bet that Rodney, first of all, his name's fucking Rodney.
Rodney.
And just judging by having met him, I don't think he's ever, I think he has zero combat.
No, he has one fight.
He's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu too.
Professional, one professional fight?
No, not professional, no.
I think he's a blue belt, I don't know.
Do you know
anything
about the fight that he had? The one fight?
I think he won. It was like an influencer fight.
He has a actual boxing fight?
Yeah.
Against.
I don't know why that.
Like, was it against fake KSI's lookalike?
that would have been so good. That would have been so. That's marketing.
Do you know who he fought?
I don't know.
So no. How does this, as of right now, how does this affect
LeBron's
Diaz?
Legacy? Oh.
No, that's already locked in. Right. How does this affect Diaz, Jake Paul?
You know, I was wondering that. It's annoying. You know why it's annoying? I'll say it. Because I was supposed to fight Nate. He goes and fights my little brother instead and then chokes out my lookalike in the street.
Your doppelganger.
The fuck is that? So weird. He's a bully.
It's crazy.
He's whack, dude. But I don't think it affects it at all. I think the fight's gonna go on. I think Jake's gonna win August 5th, which is crazy. Because SummerSlam, WWE. Is also August 5th, which I don't know if I'm performing yet, but shit. If I am, and me and Jake are both doing these big events on one night, August 5th, it's gonna be a crazy night for the Pauls. But Jake better win. I better win too.
I wanted you to face off against Diaz after you bitched out of the Danis fight.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
What do you mean? You wouldn't sign the contract, bro. You did not want to get in the ring with the phenom that is Dylan Danis, bro. Just admit it right fucking now, dude. You are scared to fight Dylan.
yo, Dylan, I swear to God, is replaying these last 25 seconds at his computer and just beating his meat, man.
He's going to turn it into something.
He's never been gassed up this much in his life by you, Mike.
He's an engagement specialist, bro. He's
farming impressions.
He's a social media creator.
No,
okay,
we'll
so
do it one day, maybe.
So a fight still happens, Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. That is what I would consider to be planetary link. What are you saying to me? What, Kevin? What is it?
I feel like it's important.
What you were just talking about was what I would consider to be planetary lingo.
Okay.
Very, very terrestrial. Okay, cool, dude. All that shit we just talked about happened here on Earth. You have the only video that proves that aliens exist. You scumbag motherfucker. You have the only video that proves that there is life outside of this fucking solar system. And you're sitting on it and you're not showing it to anybody. True or false?
Did you
fact
see it
or fiction?
Yet? Have you seen it?
I'm not going to talk about my position.
I asked Kevin. He said he's seen it.
Kevin,
not to throw you under the bus.
Kevin was there. Kevin was there helping me film it.
Why can't you show anybody this?
I'll tell you why, Jeff. Because it's not right.
What do you think? Are you like the government? Are you an Illuminati? Are you worried about people like going nuts because this?
That's got screenshotted and is everywhere. That's everywhere.
If the Illuminati's watching this, Hit me up because I have been waiting for the person in the hood to come. I swear to God, I've been waiting for the high society to be like, you're one of us.
What do they do? Don't they come get you in the middle of the night and take you to like a camp or something?
And then I think they pull your pants on and hit you with a stick in the butt.
Is that confirmed?
That's what I heard.
Okay, so Joe Rogan has evidently a person that was on our podcast.
You don't remember?
Yeah, of
James
course
Fox?
I remember fucking James Fox, bro. It was a joke, but sometimes it was so long ago.
It was
300 episodes. Brings James Fox on his show to talk about alien evidence, so on and so forth. And James Fox shares a previously unheard story about you going to purchase this existing footage of aliens landing on the Earth for $100,000. What was the guy's name that wouldn't sell it to you?
Chuck Clark.
Chuck Clark, who has been gatekeeping this footage like a freaking OnlyFans girl, would not sell you the footage for a rack of hundreds, right? So you said, hey, man, do you mind just showing it to me? And while he showed it to you, you recorded it on a secret fucking camera.
What do you want from me, bro? I'm a sneaky
little
fuck.
Oh, you stole the footage.
I'm a sneaky little fuck.
Oh, that's sick. Damn.
Yeah.
I thought you just bought it like the Pokemon cards.
No, I tried it. I offered him $100,000 for this tape after I had seen it.
Was it worth it? Would it be worth $100,000?
Let me tell you this. He should have fucking taken the money. Because I got the footage anyway.
No, okay.
And I'll tell you why I did that. Because it's a little twisted. It's a little twisted of me to put on a small button camera and go film UFO footage that isn't mine. Here's the thing, though. It's not his either. It's not. The people who shot it gave it to him and expected that he would keep it hidden for himself. It's not his footage. He's keeping what I thought at the time, important UFO, alien, extraterrestrial proof in his possession and not showing it. Like, why? Why? I think that is doing a disservice to the world. Like, what's the because you said you wouldn't share it? Not going to do it for me.
Well,
you're
Rogan
being selfish.
Said,
you're
Rogan,
it is that because you saw it.
Hold on a second. I'm not saying anything.
Rogan said the reason he's probably not sharing it is because it's probably fugazi. You know what I'm saying? So he's locking it down just to build hype up.
No. Chuck Clark lives in a shack in the middle of nowhere. It was the most middle of nowhere I've ever been in my life.
And you're from Ohio.
And so the guy's not clout chasing or anything. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people hit me up. The most random, like, you know, clouded people hit me up asking to see this footage. And I don't know what how
roll
much to say about this.
Roll the clip.
No. I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the right moment. I'm not afraid to release it. I'm just waiting for the right moment. I need a little more. I need more.
See, I don't want to fly with you. I feel like you're a risk right now. Like, I feel like either the CIA or NSA or whatever, you know, acronym, you know, organization knows that you have this footage. They know you've been in contact with Michael J. Fox. What's his name again?
Jimmy
Fox. And no. He fucking knows that you have this shit, bro. Like, I don't even want to be around you. Like, it's not going to be
give
the Illuminati
footage,
that
give
hits
it
you
to
up.
Me.
It's going to be Agent
and
Small.
And if you get killed. Then I post it right now. So if anybody's watching, is going to kill him.
No one's killing anyone. That's the thing. It's not that secretive. Who cares?
Agent Mulder? You ever heard that name before?
Heard of Agent Priest? I know you know who I am.
What's going on? What did I get into here? What the fuck?
Sorry, man. You made a poor decision. Hey, what if I told you and just play this out? You started working with Kevin a long time ago. He got privy to some of your tricks, some of your tradecraft. When you watched that video back, he was wearing a button camera.
Oh.
And he took a Mexican button camera version of your button camera footage that's actually dubbed in Espanol. What do you have you ever thought that maybe you might have got fucking double crossed by a
No,
a spy from Ciudad Juarez?
I never thought about that.
Something to think about.
Why did this guy meet with you?
Yeah, that is such. That might be the best question. That might be the best question.
I'll tell you why. I found a private investigator who had made some sort of connection with the guy, and the private investigator essentially led me to him, convinced Chuck to show me and him the video. But then why would he even show us the video? I don't know. Like this whole story like doesn't add up. And I don't think it'll ever add up. Like, I don't know if anyone is interested in this, if you're going to get the answers ever from me.
Yeah, bro. Everybody's interested in fucking aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the footage.
You got to go elsewhere.
Dylan sent me this, a Chinese rover. It's freaking Chinese, dude. They keep finding everything. They got the balloons flying everywhere, too. Chinese rovers discovered sand dunes that were altered by water as recently as several hundred thousand years ago.
As recently as several hundred thousand years.
Listen,
ago.
In the grand scheme of things, that's not that. That's a second.
But on Mars,
I'm getting there. On Mars, that means that area of the planet capable of supporting life may be larger than once thought. We're talking about this could be, you know, the size of the United States.
Well, I just made that last part. Life on Earth started on Mars, and then we reincarnated here.
What'd you say about a penis?
Sorry, what did you just say? Can you just repeat what you just said exactly
the
way?
Life started on Venus and Mars.
Is it
hundreds of thousands, millions of years ago?
Yeah.
And humans reincarnated on Earth.
Yeah, I think I've heard enough.
You need a haircut, Dylan. Yeah. You need a haircut.
It's crazy. You got the thickest hair I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think I've ever had thought a cat could talk until today.
Yeah.
Did you read that book, Logan?
I can't read.
Men are from Mars, women are from Mars. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Girls go to Jupiter, get more stupider. I know that's where boys go.
I had that theory too. I thought that we were all like monkeys, you know, like way, way back. And then an alien came and fucked that monkey, and that made like an intelligent human.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do with that footage? You
but
know
then
what
Mike
would
told me that that's.
I would show it to Bob Lazar. Do you know who Bob Lazar is?
Yeah, Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar. He worked at S4, allegedly, you know, on an alien aircraft that had an anti-gravity device. I watched the Rogan interview with him. It is captivating. It is highly fascinating, and I found it interesting. And I would show the footage to Bob Lazar to ask him if he's seen anything like it. And in that case, maybe if he can verify the legitimacy of this tape, then maybe I would release it.
Is there anything that you're willing to share from a specificity standpoint? Like, dude, do these aliens...
I'll share one thing. Because yeah. Here's the... Fuck, you fuckers. You fucking kept
you know
on the subject.
Gumby?
I'll talk
you know
about
Gumby?
It.
You know Gumby and Pokey the horse? You know Gumby? Do they look like Gumby?
No. You don't see the aliens.
Oh, here, is it a ship or do you
I'll,
see...
I'll tell you, okay?
And what's right. it like, a pirate
I'll tell
ship?
You. I'll tell you, right? I'll spill the beans. I was gonna maybe save it on Rogan, save it for Rogan, but he's platformed to so many people that just talk shit about me on his show. So,
well, this was a good one. It swung well.
All right, so the footage is compelling, not convincing. It's from 1995. The tape had been worn down. It's been played probably over 100 times, and so the quality is not great. And everything about it screams bullshit, which is the true reason I haven't released it. It's not enough. It doesn't have enough meat on the bone and proof for me to put it out confidently and be like, this is legit UFO footage. There's one kind of interesting thing about the video that could prove its validity. When you scrub through the footage forward and back, like kind of fast, like you take your little slider and you scrub through like this, the disc hovers so fluidly. It's like buoyant almost in the air. And I'm not sure if that type of movement, like as fluid as it was possible in 1995 VFX editing. It looks like too good. It looks too good. And it's the one compelling thing about this video where I'm like, maybe that's something. But I don't, like I said, I just don't have enough information at the moment to confidently release this video unless I can prove that it is somewhat legit.
What
and maybe Bob Lazar can help me. 1995.
1995. You're talking to me about SFX from 1995. I saw a dinosaur, a T-Rex, eat a man in Jurassic Park around the same year. Thought it was real for my entire life. 93, bro. 93. I'm going to be honest, even the Stay Puffed guy from Ghostbusters, it could have been real. If I was in New York City and I looked up and saw that exact Stay Puffed guy, I would believe it was real.
Well, yeah. Then Star Wars. When did Star Wars come out?
70s, bro. Late 70s, bro. And they had fucking... I still think that's real. I think Star Wars is a documentary. Like, that was real. That was actually real tape, bro. That wasn't a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Look at the back of this. Yeah,
aliens. Aliens. Look, I'm obsessed with UFO technology and aliens, and I just hope I live to see the day where some sort of advancement is made, because these things defy physics. They defy physics. They can move through matter like it does not exist. They can go just as fast in water as they can through the air. It doesn't make sense.
How do you know?
Because the Navy captured a USO, unidentified submerged object, moving through water at like 400 miles an hour. That's impossible. Hello? That's impossible. You can't drop from 50,000 feet in the air to 10 feet above the ocean in 1 second. That's what the Tic Tac did. These things, and this is like military captured, proven government verified fact.
Yeah.
Like we need an explanation for these things.
Potentially that's how
Well, I had a theory mm-hmm. about the pyramids as well.
Well, Rogan talks about the pyramids a lot as well.
I'm not so sure the Egyptians built the pyramids.
I think it was Rogan.
I think the Egyptians stumbled upon the pyramids. Do you know that there's not a single hieroglyphic inside the pyramids? That's a little weird. Why are they calling it a tomb? Never been a body of a pharaoh found in there ever. That's interesting. I've seen a lot of things recently that the pyramids potentially were used to channel energy. It was like a Nikola Tesla theory, maybe because the ions in the water can charge the particles and beam wireless energy through the area. I don't know.
But that's also Rogan's theory on it, at least when he talked about it, was that he believes that there was a super intelligent civilization that possessed intelligence greater than the one we currently do, that was then wiped out by a cataclysmic event. But around the time when the pyramids were built, they were built by this super intelligent species that is now gone because of this cataclysmic event. So in reality, we're reverse cavemen. Like we've been dumbed down. It's like Wall-E, where the people don't have bones.
I actually have a theory as well. I think.
You know the fat people in Wall-E, they don't have bones.
I love Wall-E. It's such a good movie.
Fucking classic.
I think there are people on this earth that are actually more dumb than cavemen were.
I believe that.
I think the only difference that we have in our silly little worlds is just access to technology. I think like scholars in the fucking 1200s, 1300s, 1400s like were extremely intelligent human beings. They just didn't have an iPhone.
Yeah, people are...
And so, like, I don't think we've progressed that much, and I think we're progressing super slowly. I said this before on this podcast. I'm fairly positive that the human race is only here to create the master species.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is going to be half human, half android, and eventually all android.
Which, by the way, we're on our way there right now. I would say we're 25% android now. When's the last time you weren't looking at your phone?
On JetSuite today, we're sitting in the aisle, right, mm-hmm. or in the seat, just waiting for the plane to take off. Every human on their phone, including me. Why would I not be? But it's fascinating. If you were to show a picture of people looking at this infinity box to like someone in 1904, they'd be enthralled by what we're doing. We're
half
machine.
Just look at this box all day long. They don't talk to their families. They just look at the box. Oh, why? What are they doing with their thumb? Oh, they're scrolling through meaningless information. And photographs of people's fucking food that Mike Malak posted from the Cheesecake Factory, him and his friends while they were fighting a 4-year-old. Like, that's the type of shit that runs our life. No one's looking up into the cosmos saying, oh, I wonder, you know, who's up there or out there. Yeah, maybe a few people, but the majority of us are saying, damn, did you see what Lady fucking Gaga and Doja Cat wore to the fucking Met Gala? She dressed up as a cat. Who gives a fuck? I got a real life cat sitting in front of me right now. He's not dressed as one. He is one.
Let's go.
But seriously, who gives a fuck what anybody wore to the Met Gala? Fuck the Met Gala, dude.
Yeah, you remember when we were kids and you would get like bored
You jerk off.
We don't have that anymore.
Well,
being bored.
You would have to jerk off in the movie theater. You couldn't even.
I still do that, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Come on, you can't say something like that.
Yeah, dude. You like Jack Nicholson that. in the fucking Departed, dude, with the giant black dildo.
Come on.
I'm happy we grew up without it, though. So at least you got to see like a different life.
I didn't know anything about. I had no phone. I had a BMX bike. That was the only thing I cared about.
Did you have pegs in the front and back?
I had pegs on one side. Front and back peggers were weird, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
That just meant you were giving people rides places. Yeah. I had pegs on my left side so I can grind. That was my dominant side. Now I got a burger shop.
It's so funny to in my head to picture Mike doing anything athletic.
Yeah, that's why I laughed.
No, I was not.
Like, that's I used to grind. Yeah, right, bro. Yeah, right.
Evidently, Mike used to be able to move a little.
I'm way better than I can now, but I never was super. I just wasn't super athletic. I had a passion for basketball and baseball. I was decent at baseball. I made this traveling all star team when I played baseball, but I just never was. I'm too lanky, bro. You know, the only thing I was really ever good at was fucking, dude.
you're good at cycling. That's one thing that we've been doing together, our old man hobby.
Good at rating burgers. You rate the fuck out of a burger.
Cycling got him off of heroin. Did you know that? That's what helped him, I guess.
It was a nice try at the layup. Bring me back in a second. I want to touch on this heroin thing.
I want to talk.
Jeff talks about heroin 24/7, more than anybody I've ever met. And now he talks about heroin so much that he started getting served ads on Instagram for pills to help you get off heroin.
Yeah, Suboxone. And I had to be like, yo, I'm not the one that does heroin.
Like, it just happened. He got an ad for Suboxone, which is like a less than methadone.
And it was from like bicycle something, Bike Mike or something. And I was like, bro, this is Mike's somebody's bikes. Watching us.
No, your phone actually is listening to you.
Are we saying yes to that 100%? I 1,000%.
Can you give me my phone? It's on the bed in the other room. My dad, amongst the many typically right-wing conservative videos that he sends me on Instagram telling me how we need to save our kids and our country. He sent me a video of what our phones are doing and how they're listening to us. Toss it.
They're watching us for sure.
For sure. Mark Zuckerberg is watching us.
This one you might want to... I don't know if this is some guy trying to get like clickbait or something, but look.
Another iPhone trick I guarantee you didn't know about. Have you ever noticed how you'll be talking about something and then a few days later you get an ad for it on your phone? It's because your iPhone's microphone at the bottom is actually listening to you even when your phone's not on, and I'm going to show you how to turn it off. In settings, open up privacy and click on microphone. These are the apps that are listening to you. You can turn them off for the ones you don't need. Then click on tracking and turn off allow apps to request a track. There, go to Apple Advertising and turn off personalized ads. Now go to Siri and search and turn off listen for Hey Siri and turn this one off too. If you don't, your phone will constantly be listening to you. Share this with your friends to stay safe and follow for more.
I like that. I like that. That guy's cool. You know, but I just...
Should show him the UFO video.
Yeah. That actually...
He's the guy.
But I feel like we've all signed something. We've all agreed to a contractual obligation to a company. I believe the first one was... Messages came out from Facebook, when you agreed to use the Messages app, you agreed to allow Messages to listen to your microphone when you were not fucking using it, bro.
Would Facebook pay you for selling your data?
100%.
Should they pay us for selling our data? No, it's not. It's just not realistic.
But also, at the same time, I gotta say this.
Coupons, that could work.
On the things that
could work. That could work.
I got to say this, and maybe this is like another hot weak take, like my dwarf take earlier. I gave up a long time ago, bro. They're watching us jerk off. They're listening to us jerk off. It's a fact of the matter. If you want to put a little piece of tape over every fucking hole in the teddy bear at your daughter's room because maybe there's a camera sticking, go ahead. Be that fucking guy. Be that guy that lives off the fucking land. Kill a fucking iguana and fry it on the fucking grill, for Christ's sake. I don't give a fuck. What are you going to fucking do? Live your whole life like that, dude? yo, don't look through the peephole because they'll take a picture of your eye and make a biometric image of it, and then you won't be able to get into the fucking laboratory next. Oh, I don't fucking care. Fuck you, dude. I'm fucking eating my cheeseburgers. Suck my dick. Okay, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, that's what I don't care. Take my data. You know what, Mike? You're right. Because if they are going to blackmail us with the videos of us jerking off, then everybody's got to deal with that. You know,
everybody,
so we're all going to have videos of us jerking off. Who cares?
Some of us is going to be weirder than others.
Because of dick size.
I was just thinking about like the angle.
Transgender porn. It's the most searched porn for straight men.
What'd you say?
Transgender porn.
Is that a big search right now?
Yeah. My friend just told me it last week.
It's not you searching it?
No, he said that he was searching up transgender porn, and then he looked it up, and he was like, oh, this is the most searched porn by straight men.
Shit's fire.
I mean, everybody's fucking searched it up, you know? Not me.
I don't think that's true.
I can't say I have.
I don't think that's true. I don't know if I've ever typed that in before.
Not saying I wouldn't.
I'm going to see you edit.
You don't have to say not saying I wouldn't. I'll say it for you. You wouldn't.
You can actually still
say that you are not interested in transgender porn. I assure you.
Am I allowed to say
yes,
that?
Yes, I assure you. You can fucking say that.
It's not what I'm into. It's not what I'm into.
That's perfect. Perfect. Imagine if.
I don't think it's a crime.
It's not a crime. It's not a fucking crime to say I don't want to see that.
Yo, you are fired up. What is going on, Mark?
I'm upset about the world, and if you get woke, you go broke.
Bro, deny it all you want. wait till the jerk off videos come out and we really see the truth. Deny it all you want. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
You know, this might be a good segue into something new I've been working on.
Yeah, Mike has his own burger shop. Yeah. Mike has his own burger shop. Congratulations to my friend. I know you've been working very hard on this. 1010 Burger has launched in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. It's the first of its kind.
It's a test.
And we are excited to welcome 1010 Burger to the United States. It's called 1010 because Mike has the most viewed burger fast casual review show online, and he rates them out of 10. And, you know, I'm just going to like say what he's saying. He's claiming his burger's a 10. And I don't know if it is, but let me tell you something. When it comes to the United States and I try that burger, my guy, it better be a 10 out of 10. It better be the best fast casual burger I've ever had in my life if you're going to brand everything 10 out of 10.
Dude, I have traveled for the past 3 years, many of the reviews, including my good friend Jeff Wittick, and of course you as well. All over the world, Greece, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Miami, everywhere, all over the planet, studying, observing, researching, developing, concepting in my brain, what is it about the width of that pickle? What is it about the slice on that onion? What is it about the thickness of that American cheese, that blend of meat, that bun that's being used that creates such a special thing? And I concept and I created in my mind what I think is the ideal smash burger experience. I then found a chef in Los Angeles, by the way, the burger capital of the world right now, who was able to recreate that concept that I had in my mind, and 1010 Burger was born. And, you know, it's the reason it's in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia is because I needed a partner that would move fast and would get it done. There's a lot of people that like to play the hurry up and wait game in this world. They didn't. And we're testing it out there. So if you're in UAE, you're in Dubai, you're in Doha, whatever, and you want to take a flip over, it's there till June 7th. Jeddah City Walk, and then slowly but surely I'm going to start to roll those out to the United States and UK and Australia and everywhere else. We're going to take over. Everything else sucks. Fuck Smashburger. It's like how you talk shit about your competitors. They suck.
Wow. I don't talk shit. I think it's an and world, you know, competitions welcome wherever we go.
I'm going to smash them out. They're not even going to fucking exist anymore. It's going to be ore.
Okay.
Nice. I've been hanging out with Jeff a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Eat 1010 Burger, chase it with some Prime.
How do we make that happen, by the way? I want to talk about that.
Listen, I'm not interested in your fucking shit.
Nice.
Comment below if you think Mike deserves equity in Prime.
No, not that. That's not what I meant. That they don't even have to comment.
Are you giving out equity in 1010 Burger?
Of course. Both of you have equity in 1010 Burger. I know it doesn't.
How much are we talking? I want it.
You can have his.
There you go.
Don't ever demean the equity.
I'm going to fucking go gamble that shit downstairs.
Because I know what you're going to do with Prime. I'm not asking you to push the beverage. I'm not asking you to promote Prime. You do it yourself, and then you guilt trip me into making you think like you deserve something from me. And that's what you're going to do when you give me equity in 1010 Burger. You go, oh, I give you equity in mine. You don't give me equity in yours. You can't do that.
That's not what I'm doing. I already know what I have in this shit. Fucking shit. It's great. It's so delicious. But what I'm saying is this. My friends will be included. I want my friends included. Fuck the money part. I want my friends included. I want my friends at the fucking table.
I'm in a pot. Lose the onions. No onions in the whole place. Happen.
Leave. Go home. Go play roulette.
Hot take. Hot take. Hot take.
Of course you love fucking onions.
No, Jeff's a banished onions kind of guy, dude.
Yeah.
Hates onions.
You put onions on it, it's a zero.
Wow. Is it like optional to remove things, Mike, or is it just the mic way?
Yeah, no, you can. You can remove
it. Bro.
This. You can't.
You would be the guy that's like, nah, my shit's perfect. You got to take it the way I make it.
It's funny because that was a conversation. You know that.
Yeah, at one point.
It was a conversation. But it's, dude, it's an and world. You know, there can be multiple type of things at the same time.
It's no ketchup allowed, shit like that.
So I did. It was a part of the concept at first. You could not make changes to the burger of any kind. We had one. Listen to this. At one point, when you walked into the store, you only could say a number, and that was how many meals you got of a set thing. If you wanted no pickles, take them off outside, and don't fucking tell me about it. I've created the perfect burger. Your opinion doesn't fucking matter. Deal with it.
But you didn't do that?
I didn't do that. Okay. Nah, because people have thoughts.
Yeah, well, customers first. Correct. You know, you got to put your customers first.
Like you're doing 5:15 with lemonade.
Prime Lemonade launch. I think it's our best flavor. It launches 5:15. We just launched in South Africa at Checkers. Retailers are saying they've never seen anything like it in the 3 decades they've been retailing. But yeah, the launch in South Africa has been a major success. I love that country. And it turns out Prime, I think because of the nature of social media, is indeed a global brand. It's a blessing that we as the young innovators, you know, our whole team is extremely young. All the owners of Prime are under the age of 30, including the people who manufacture this beverage. So we can be nimble and super strategic with the decisions and type of content we're making. And the nature of social media is that of a global audience. And so we are able to go global with our beverage. You know, like some of our competitors don't even exist in the UK, and so we can come in there and just steal that market share. But like I said, it's an and world, and so like we welcome any competition. At the end of the day, though, there's a high probability that we're healthier, we're better for you, and we taste much better. With only 20 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 10% coconut water, BCAAs, and 834 milligrams of electrolytes, drink Prime.
That sounded like one of those things at the end on the radio stations where it's like, not FDIC insured.
I was just wondering, though, like, after you have sex, if you still have a boner, how do you go pee?
Shower. Easiest answer. Shower against the wall. You go in the shower. You point your intercontinental blue-chewed fueled missile at the wall and you spray down the fucking wall. Or Superman position over the toilet. But it depends on
No. See, that one I've never found realistic.
It's ridiculous.
What do you do, Jeff? You just don't have sex. Or you don't have boners.
No, I mean, I'll just fucking
use a shoe on.
Figure it out. I don't know. I don't have like a jam method.
What do you mean figure it out? I'm asking you to talk tactical. Get tactical with me, bro.
You just go fucking aim in the toilet. Or if you got a bathtub, piss down the bathtub.
Aim.
Yeah, but Logan, can I ask you this really quick?
Aim.
Can I ask you this really quick?
Aim.
What do you mean? How do you keep saying aim?
No. I know why he's saying that.
You can't fucking aim.
It's hard to aim an erect Eiffel Tower like device from your body. What I'm saying is this. After you finish the act, this is 500 episodes in now. No need for me to say anything vulgar. After you finalize the action that you're trying to do, you dump the cultivating organic seed. Doesn't your tool become a bit rubbery?
Like, what do you like? Now you're 28 years old with the testosterone of a fucking bull, Mike. Maybe at your age, rubbery is a good word to use. But at my age, I'd use a word more like platinum, titanium, concrete, motherfucker.
You know what, Mike? Can I tell a story about how you took a placebo, blue chew, and it fucking ruined your whole night?
Did you just ask me, can I tell a story by telling the story? Yeah. Is that what you just fucking did? Of course you could tell the story. Yeah.
It was my so they sent it to me because I was doing a brand deal for it. And they give you the fake ones, placebos, because they can't prescribe you if you're just a regular guy, you know? So he took one of mine, and then he went out that night. Was it
I put it. I was on his show, and I did a plug for him, which was funny, and I took the placebo blue chew and I just put it in my pocket. And I went out later that night, and you know, I was like, damn, I really gotta pop off for this girl because she's a new one, and I'm
who was things. It? Which one?
No need to talk about it. No need to talk about it, not on this fucking platform. Because that one will go, okay? But a new one that I'm invested.
Ski mask girl. She wears a ski mask. Nobody even knows her. You just belittled my whole shit. You were like, nobody gives a fuck about your show. That's who it is.
That's not
bro.
What I said. That's not what I said. I love your show. I fucking love your show. That's why I do. Anyways, I'm very invested in this situation, at least from a intercourse standpoint. And so I want to make sure that I was firing all cylinders. So we're out, we're having dinner together, running the bathroom. I pop this, you know, this gasoline, this rocket fuel that I'm so used to being my best thing. And it's like you know when you start an engine on a car and there's a problem with the igniter on the car or whatever it's called and it just won't turn over.
Yeah.
It just was I didn't feel the same tingle in my wiener.
Yeah.
You felt your age.
Well, it looks like everybody's getting kind of tired in here. The whole production team's yawning. Yeah, we got it done. Well,
you're bored? Oh, no, shit. No,
oh, you got to fly?
Yeah.
I wonder if our audience has to fly anywhere right now. I'm sure they'd like to keep watching this. I mean,
who knows?
You're rocking, keep rocking.
No,
I don't know
not,
if I'm
dude.
Rocking.
It's
I don't
fine,
even know
dude.
What to say.
I look around me. You guys, I'm 28 years old. My dick's hard all the fucking time. I have so much energy. I'm fucking sleeping on the couch. Can't even finish a program for your loyal audience. It's sad.
I got some topics.
Yeah, yeah.
We got heroin. We got, they're taking AM radios out of cars. I guess because podcasts and shit. That's I don't even talk about that. I don't give a fuck.
What else you got?
That's a good update. That's it.
I mean, that's all we need to know. We don't need to go into detail on it. AM radio's gone.
What's your?
Who
what do
cares?
You? What is he?
It's news with Jeff.
That's what I was going to ask. What do you think your format is going to be on the show, Jeff? Like we all kind of we have roles. Kind of.
When you got tickets to UFC fights, I'm just going to pop in for those. You know, bro, that fucking UFC fight. I'm still like. That was
great, right? Yeah, Israel Adesanya yeah. knocking out Pereira.
We got in a fight after that when you left.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
It's kind of...
You don't want me to because it's embarrassing
no, it's
for
not.
You.
No, it's not. I told Logan about it. It's just too much of a can of worms to jump into.
We don't got to do that. You know what did happen at that fight, though? That led to some real shit. I had asked a young up-and-coming creator, Gideon, to... move his seat. He was seated next to us and he was live streaming the whole night.
Yeah.
I think he was paid to be there. And by the way, Gideon's not only a friend, but he works with us with Prime as well. And so like I got a lot of respect for this guy.
For crushing it.
Yeah, yeah crushing you know, he's great. And so I asked him politely. I said, "Hey, you know, would you be willing to move or switch seats with us? Because like, I just don't feel like being live streamed all night. Yeah. I don't think that's like an absurd request. My girl's there, like, you know, we're adults." And he was fine with it. He moved. But the internet was like not really like nice to him about it. I think he got like a lot of shit for it, or I don't know.
Trump was drinking Prime.
Oh, that was at that fight too.
I thought
holy
that's
shit.
What you were gonna say, but then you went a different way.
Sorry. Yeah, dude. Oh my god, I never talked about this. Yeah. Now that we're kind of in bed with Dana White because of Prime, he's been very, very kind to us. And he does nice things for me. I was at this fight, and he calls me over and introduces me to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said something like, you know, he said something like, you know, you are fantastic. I gotta say, fantastic. I'm like, thank you, Mr. Trump. I'm like, hi at the moment. So I didn't really know what was going on. And he says some other nice things. And then I go to sit down in my seat, and about 30 minutes later, he also told me how good Prime was. And I was like, oh, thank you. So I go to sit down in my seat. And Donald Trump stands up and he grabs the Prime that's in front of him and he kind of is like holding it by his side and he looks at me and he like nods at me and goes like this and gives me the like, damn, the shit's good kind of signal. And Jeff, you got a picture of him holding the Prime. And I was just like nodding, you know, like a proud dad, proud of my baby, this product, the former president of the United States, one of the most recognizable people on the planet is like giving me props on it. And he set it down, but you captured the photo that went viral, which is funny because I don't think anyone else got it.
Well, if you were to let Gideon live stream you the whole time, you would have had video and audio.
No, because he was still sitting next to me. And the moment I turned from making eye contact with Trump, I was looking at Gideon. Gideon was right there, and I looked to the right of Gideon, and his camera was pointed in that direction. So I said, oh my God, they got that on camera. Like the live stream, I feel so stupid because the live stream actually worked in my favor. But at that moment, the Wi-Fi in the arena had gone down. And so it was like cut off and blurry and they only got the tail end and it didn't work. But
whatever. It was a funny shot. It was a moment. He was like making like a funny face when he was
holding it. Yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah. That was crazy.
That's one thing I like.
That was a huge moment.
That's one thing I like about that generation is they would still give like compliments that were very simple like that. You know, you are fantastic. And this drink is fantastic. Like just very simple, kind compliments.
I think it's really cool to convey your message in a simple, short way. Elon Musk talks about this a lot. Like, yes, you can hop on a stage or podcast and are in a conversation with someone one-on-one and use big words to explain what you're thinking, but is your message being understood? Because that's equally, if not more important than knowing what the fuck you're talking about.
You can spoon feed it.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you, or the easiest way possible, if you're explaining this is what truly makes geniuses and a lot of successful people at like the highest level. They can take a really complex, hard to understand idea and boil it down into a nugget of information for the masses to understand. It's very difficult. It's a skill set, and Elon Musk is very good at it. If you understand truly like how smart that guy is and the sentences that he says are like actually understandable, it's because I guarantee Elon is dumbing himself down so people can actually understand what he's talking about.
We should that
way. And it's a skill set. It's good to have. And I think the older I get, which is where I'm going with this, I'm going to start being just more particular with my words. So instead of saying a 10-word sentence like, man, I really think you're great and I respect you, I can just do a Trump.
You are fantastic.
I just say some words. What's that going to do for my longevity?
And just like that, my whole life changed.
We're going to go gamble. We're going to
have Musk on the show, too. I want to say that. Elon, you're not going to come on.
If you're watching, Elon.
Guys, if you're not subscribed, subscribe to this channel. Thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive. And thank you, Jeff. Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. And thanks again for the Mac Miller shirt. It really meant a lot to me.
Yeah. We love you guys. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.